Morgan Wallen on WRCL. Well, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
We meet again.
Be good, everybody, and we'll join you with some community conversation coming up on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The news this hour is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1889, and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff has now landed in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on the ceasefire agreement that Ukraine has approved. ABC's James Longman with more on what Russian President Vladimir Putin is looking for.
Putin wants a permanent plan which would see him keep some 20% of Ukraine that he is currently occupying. But Donald Trump has been threatening sanctions if he doesn't agree. He said if Vladimir Putin doesn't agree to this plan, that he could make some decisions which would be financially devastating for Russia. But he said, I don't want to do that because I want to get peace.
As tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kick in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his Canadian and European counterparts for the next 2 days as part of the G7 summit. A massive cross-country storm on the move. There are evacuations in Southern California as the threat of heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides hit some burn-scarred areas. This is ABC News. Police are investigating whether an arson at the New Jersey home of a top Bayer Pharmaceuticals executive was a targeted attack. No one was hurt, but people were home at the time of the fire. Maybe you saw the video of a track runner allegedly whacking a rival during a recent relay race at a meet in Virginia. Now, ABC's Andrea Fuji says charges have been filed.
A high school track runner accused of attacking her opponent with a baton now faces assault and battery charges. But she insists it was an accident.
I'm sorry, I hit her. I didn't mean to hit her. It was intentional.
It happened during a relay race at the Virginia High School League Championships. Kayleen Tucker was passing Alayla Everett when Everett appeared to suddenly swing her baton, hitting Tucker in the back of the head, sending her to the ground. Everett says it happened because she lost her balance.
The assault and battery charge would be a misdemeanor and a court date has not yet been set. Also, the runner, Alayla Everett, has apologized. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Today, a high temperature of 64 with a mix of sun and high clouds. Southeast winds will be between 3 and 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low of 45. Friday, 73 with stray sprinkles by midday. Then a 50% chance of thunderstorms toward evening. Friday night, thunderstorms, some could be strong. Mostly cloudy and a low of 48. Saturday, 53, and it looks like maybe some rain could turn to snow. Saturday night into Sunday. Right now in Richland Center, an east-southeast wind is at 2 miles per hour. After a low of 23, we're up to 32 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Attention veterans, active service duty members, and eligible spouses. Did you know you could own a home with no down payment? VA loans, backed by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, are a powerful benefit designed just for you. With no private mortgage insurance and competitive interest rates, a VA loan can help you achieve your home ownership dreams. Call the Schultz Mortgage Team today at 738-8765 to see if you qualify. We're honored to serve those who have served us. The Schultz Mortgage Team. Helping heroes find their way home.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and five shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Savor the flavor with Richland Family Restaurant, proud sponsor of WRCO Studios.
On our morning show today from WRCO, courtesy of the Richland Hospital, we have Dr. James Dickman and Dr. David May talking about Colon Cancer Awareness Month, which is observed in March. They both are practicing at the Richland Hospital, and great to have them in here in the studio today. People are thinking maybe you're here for an intervention with me or something, so I've got two doctors at once. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in today. So why is it a special month here, Dr. Dickman?
Well, colon cancer is one of, actually, it is the only cancer that we can screen for before it turns to cancer. And so the evolution of the screening process has happened over a number of decades, and we've seen the colon cancer rates and mortality, death from colon cancer, drop in that time. And so this is a month to proclaim, hey, get your colon cancer screening. This is a way to prevent a cancer from happening. Most screening tests try to catch the cancer when it's early. This is a unique test to try to get it before it even occurs.
Dr. May, do you encourage your patients to get screened?
I do. I encourage them to get screened most commonly at their yearly wellness visit, which is the time set aside to focus on that. And the ages that people kind of are supposed to have the screening is between the ages of 45 and 75. Potentially earlier if there's a family member that had colon cancer. But we talk about it. Yep, we check in on that every year. You had your screening done last year, so we can skip it this year. It's not due again for another few years or something like that. But yeah, we check it every visit.
The age has gotten younger, hasn't it? Because it used to be a little bit older than that, 45.
Yeah, that's a new change. I think it was a few years ago. And I think it's because they were seeing we were doing a really good job at detecting and reducing colon cancer deaths in people in their 50s and 60s and 70s, or late 50s maybe. And then it was kind of the 40s and 50s, we were seeing an increase in colon cancers and increase in colon cancer deaths. So they changed it from 50 to 45.
Why do you think that there is an increase, Dr. Dickman, in colon cancer and detection?
Boy, that is a great question. I think if we knew that, we'd be able to be more specific in screening. We do know that it runs in families. And so if you have a primary family member, that means brother, sister, mother, father that had colon cancer, generally the recommendations are age 40 or 10 years before that individual was diagnosed with their cancer. So, for instance, my brother-in-law had colon cancer at age 37. His three boys are getting screened at age 27. And as far as specific diets or causes, we really haven't found anything specific, unless, Dr. May, you have an idea about that?
Yeah. I think, meats, this is going to hurt Dr. Dickman's feelings because they're maybe all of his favorite foods. But there is associations with many cancers, not even just colon cancer, but animal meats, particularly processed meats, so brats, hot dogs, processed lunch meats. Nitrates is kind of the ingredient that I think is most kind of condemned as an ingredient. And then sugar, so high fructose corn syrup that is kind of found in sodas and kind of a lot of the kind of sugar, and then diets that are low in fiber. So it's not a huge surprise, but the same kind of foods that lead to diabetes, higher blood pressures, are kind of associated with higher risk of colon cancer. So if you needed one more reason, but they're delicious.
It is. It's hard to avoid those things. But again, like a lot of things, in moderation, right?
Sure. This is, these are not, the studies have a hard time of saying how many brats a week and then what kind of numeric risk does that give you. But yeah, just to be aware of it.
So take us through the process, Dr. Dickman, of if I'm going in for the colonoscopy, how does that work? What should I prepare for?
Oh, such a great question. And this really probably is the most anxiety portion of getting a colonoscopy, is the thought of a clean out. And so we use something called a Miralax prep. It's a prep that is a powdered substance, and you put it in a liquid like Gatorade or Powerade or Crystal Light. I'm okay with individuals even using just water. And it's about a half gallon. And so 5 days before your procedure, you try to stay away from roughage type of foods, corns, pea pods, cucumber skins, potato skins. These are things that we normally recommend that you should stay on, but for a colonoscopy prep, they run the risk of clogging up the scope. Then the day before, you're on a liquid diet, and then you start the prep. We have options of if drinking that amount all at once is problematic. It makes an individual nauseous. Of splitting the prep up, so you drink half of it the night before and half of it in the middle of the night, and usually we have a really good result by the time your colonoscopy comes around. There's also four little tablets that help the colon get ready to move that process, move all that fluid through. And so I have to say that by far the majority of people, when they get into the hospital and they're getting ready to have their procedure, I ask them how it goes, and by far the majority say, oh, it wasn't near as bad as I thought it would be. We're always trying to tweak the recipe to make it a little bit more patient-friendly, and so every few years we try to modify it a little bit or give different options. Of course, there's the old standard of go lightly. That's a whole gallon of a salty type of mixture. And for people who've had multiple colonoscopies years ago, that's something that was used. And I can say comparatively, most people love the Miralax prep. Mm-hmm.
So how often or how long should I take off work? Obviously that day, is it common to take the day after, Dr. May?
Nope, you should just need the day. Even the day of your quote-unquote prep, depending on the hours that you work, I think Dr. Dickman and I both have had colonoscopies. He told me I could say so. We worked in the clinic until, 4 or 5 o'clock that day, and then you can kind of start your prep right about that time. So in the evening, and then it kind of carries into the 9, 10 o'clock area. And then the next day is when you have your procedure, and that's the day that really you need to miss.
So you both had them, and you knew what to expect, but were you a little nervous going into it or not? How do you look at it?
I was not. I was more nervous about that. You do get an IV. Then our nurses in the outpatient department are fantastic about being good at it on the first stick, and that wasn't a big deal, really. I mean, I may be a little biased because I do them all the time, but it was a really easy, straightforward, pleasant procedure.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Dr. May?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I had no, I've done them, obviously, so I know what was going to be happening to me. I was more just worried about anything that would be found, mm-hmm. which I think is pretty common. You're about to, it's just like, I'm going to go get this x-ray, or I'm going to have a mammogram, or any other kind of, I'm going to get my cholesterol checked. I hope it's good. I hope I'm healthy kind of thing. It was just that kind of anxiety.
How often do you find something that's out of the ordinary with a colonoscopy? Very often?
Well, we keep statistics on that. There are national benchmarks, and generally about a third of patients in general will have a precancer polyp. And it really is and surgeon dependent on how well they find. And I'm pleased to say that all of our surgeons, we have our two general surgeons, Dr. Loomy and Dr. Gilbertson, as well as Dr. May and myself, are all above the benchmark in trying to in finding them and removing them. So we generally find them in about 40% of our patients. And I think there may be a demographic, maybe Southern Wisconsin just makes more of them. Maybe like Dr. May states that we're really good about eating charcoaled brats and steaks, and it's maybe not the best, but boy, it's so good.
This is a process, Dr. May, that you take care of it, and you don't have to like make another appointment and come back for the procedure. It's one fell swoop, isn't it?
Yes, one fell swoop most of the time. I think it's a polyp, or even a small abnormal polyp, generally takes about 10 years to turn into a cancer. So it's in there and kind of slowly growing over years. And so most of the polyps that we find are small, like a pencil eraser at the tip of a pencil or smaller. And so these are kind of years away from being cancers in the majority of the time, and those we remove during the procedure. If there was a bigger polyp, maybe the size of a thumb, we can handle removing those during it as well. Sometimes you get a a polyp, or even it starts to become what we more of a mass, the size of a golf ball or a plum, that's really, it's harder to remove the whole thing without running the risk of damaging the colon. But that is rare. I mean, very rare that, that's happening, less than 1% of the time, I would guess.
So I'll pose this question to you. We see the ads all the time about screening, where you mail a sample away and you get detected. How accurate are those generally?
Come on, go ahead.
You can go ahead, Dr. Dixon.
Okay. So, yes, we've seen those ads, and it is absolutely a way to check for colon cancer. It's a much better test if you already have colon cancer. It does pick up the polyps that lead to colon cancer, although the accuracy goes down the smaller the polyp is, and I suppose because there's less cells to find in that sample. There is a false positive and false negative rate. The false positive rate is about 15 to 17%, depending on what study you look at. So that means it shows up positive, it causes some anxiety, people then have to get their colonoscopy done anyways, and then 15% of those, after doing a really thorough exam, we don't find what would trigger that. And that is an interesting concept. We don't really know what causes those false positives. Maybe it's a little blood from a hemorrhoid or from a little blood vessel in the GI tract. But I will tell you this, if you did get a colonoscopy because of a Cologuard and we didn't find anything, then you're on the 10-year follow-up. We want to be sure that we get you an accurate test, that it's reliable, that you have appropriate follow-up, so that we can take that anxiety of what's going on off your plate.
Mm-hmm. Certainly better than nothing, though, right, Dr. May?
Yes. And I would say, you know, in medicine, we have one-on-one patient interactions, and so you have to kind of be focused on the patient and what is best for that patient and what are they willing to do. But then I think nationally or even globally, we have to start thinking like, what is best for everyone? And there are an enormous number of people who go through life never completing a colonoscopy because they don't have access, because the waits are enormous and they're waiting for months, because, you know, they're scared. So I think there's a huge barrier in a lot of places to getting a colonoscopy. And Cologuard is, you know, it's much cheaper than a colonoscopy. It needs to be done every 3 years. And it is pretty good. It doesn't, the statistics and the studies would show that it doesn't miss a lot of cancers. Okay, so if you are really good about doing a Cologuard every 3 years and it is always negative, the risk of you dying from colon cancer is actually very low. But there are, you know, pitfalls. A false positive, a positive when it shouldn't have been positive, that would be caught with a colonoscopy. And then, you know, Cologuard's thing, Cologuard is proprietary, and there are other competitors with it. Cologuard happens to be made in Madison, so it's the one we use most around here. But it's just a DNA sample of stool. But I think they're very good about saying, if you've ever had a polyp, don't do this. If you've ever had a positive, you're kicked out. You shouldn't do those anymore. If you're high risk because of a family history, you shouldn't do these. If you're having symptoms, crampy, changes in poops or blood, you know, this test isn't the right thing for you. So there's kind of a lot of caveats on the Cologuard, but I do think it opens the door for an enormous number of people all across the United States, certainly, to get screening.
With the family history, should you get more regularly than more on a yearly basis, or how do you look at it?
So a family history in a first degree relative, so mom, dad, brother, or sister, one of those folks would put you in an every colonoscopy every 5 years. Okay. And generally you start 10 years before the age that person was diagnosed. Extended family carries less risk, but if there's two extended relatives on the same side. So maybe kind of my mom's mom and my mom's sister, you know, my aunt and my grandma, then that would also increase your risk similarly every 5 years.
Is it true, Dr. Dickman, that a lot of times people don't have any symptoms, you know, when they have a problem?
Absolutely. The vast majority of individuals that we find colon cancers in do not have any symptoms. No rectal bleeding, no change in bowel habits. There are some that do, and so I would hope that their relationship with their primary provider is solid enough that they, if they have concerns, that they would come in and just talk about it. What would be the next step? What would be causing these changes in symptoms? But the majority of symptoms, and over the last 4 weeks, I've diagnosed two colon cancers, and both of them were asymptomatic. They didn't know that they were in there. So we're in the process of getting those taken care of.
Mm-hmm. But like anything, early detection is the key, isn't it?
It is, which is why we have these screening programs at age 45. And if you have no risk factors, no polyps, then the next one would be 55. Same thing until we hit 75.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. We'll switch gears just a little bit. But has it been a rough winter? As you know, it seems like a lot of sickness out there in the community. Are we over the hump or not?
Yes, we are. I'm a positive guy.
Good. I like that.
I think we've seen the last week urgent care numbers kind of become less as far as the upper respiratory tract symptoms are. We had a nice surge of influenza A and then a lot of cough for weeks after people have recovered. They just had this nagging cough. But there's been a little bump in mild COVID. But I think we're getting there, and certainly the weather helps.
Yeah, getting outside and getting some nice fresh air, right?
Yes, and I tend to be a pessimist, I think, is why Dr. Dickman emphasized the optimism. But I would agree with him. I think we're on the downslope of acute respiratory diseases for the winter. Though there is some like stomach, GI vomiting and diarrhea illnesses. So your best protection is hand washing. Don't forget your hand washing.
Right, exactly. And as a physician, it's kind of an exciting time, I think, to be in medicine, isn't it? I mean, there are a lot of advancements. It seems like every year that goes by, something new comes along and maybe is better.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And sometimes it's difficult to keep up. So, you know, I'm blessed with great partners that have different interests, and we have dialogues all the time about what is new, what is something that we haven't seen before, and you know, the Richland Hospital and clinics are really blessed to have good nurse practitioners and physicians, as well as subspecialists like orthopedics, general surgery, to just make us a well-oiled team.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been a member of the staff here?
I'm coming on 23 years.
23 years. And you, Dr. May?
I started in the fall of 2009.
Okay.
So I guess coming on, 15 and a half years.
Uh-huh. So what are some advantages? What do you like about being a physician here in the community?
I actually like bumping into my patients out and about in the community, whether it's kind of in the local soccer leagues or out and about at school functions or even kind of at the grocery store. I kind of like being a part of the community where I'm practicing.
Mm-hmm. So you don't get somebody, hey, look at this mole, Dr. May. Do you get that or not?
sometimes I get that, and that's fine. I'll look at it and say, why don't you stop in the office where we can have more of a private conversation about it.
What about you, Dr.
Yeah, I think just the ability to help. I just want to help. I think that is a common type of goal and feeling with all of our providers. They just want to help, and we have a really excellent system on making that help a reality. And so if we can't find your answer here, we have resources outside of Richland Center that are easy to get to. It's really an exciting time to be into medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think so too. With you got the telehealth, right, that you can use, mm-hmm, and utilize that as well. something that we didn't have that many years ago.
It's true, yeah, and we have an excellent relationship with the University of Wisconsin. We have their specialists come out here. It's an easy phone call to just ask an opinion about what might need to happen next in any particular case. Our provider base in Richland Center has an incredible experience of dealing with patients and what plagues them.
You both are on a billboard, so you're famous this month, it seems like, right?
I had to mention that.
I saw you. Hey, I know those guys.
We anticipate it's going to be a huge draw for people getting their colonoscopies.
We've already contacted State Highway Patrol to see if the accident rate just past the billboard goes up.
It could.
We'll tear it down if that happens.
I don't think so. Anything else you'd like to add about this month or anything else?
No, I think Dr. Mays just hit it on the head that the yearly physical is a fantastic time to talk about it. All of our primary providers are trained that this is a part of the dialogue that happens at a yearly physical. But anytime anyone has any concerns, it is just a simple appointment to talk about it with hopefully someone you trust and can address those concerns and be able to say, okay, here's what we're going to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. May, just encourage people to get their colonoscopies, right?
Yeah, I think colon cancer screening and all cancer screenings, I mean, preventative health is the best health. I mean, I think that's for a lot of us in family medicine, that's what we believe in, that's what we like, and it's not always glamorous, but it's the day in, day out, keeping yourself healthy.
Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedules. Come in and join us today.
Thank you, Phil.
It's important.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dr. Jamie Dickman and Dr. David May joining us here on The Morning Show. This portion here today, again, Colon Cancer Awareness Month is observed in March.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an agro-liquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more, precisely. Find an agro-liquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
On our morning show today from WRCO, Tony Burke is in the studio to join us about a great thing that's happening right now in the community. Tony, first of all, good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me in.
No problem. So you're in here representing Town Taxi. Tell us how that came to be.
Well, back the beginning of October, my wife and I, actually, it probably goes back more like to a year. I was a driver for the other taxi company in town, and I really fell in love with it. I had been a stay-at-home dad for about 10 years because we have two kids with a disability, and being home, you get them to school and things, and but they're older now, and they don't need dad quite as much. So I took this job driving to get out of the house and, you know, during the day when I didn't need to be doing dad things quite as much, and I really fell in love with the people we drive around, the customers we have. I guess one of the very first people that got to me was a lady that she's living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, and her husband is living at Pine Valley Manor. I can't speak to the circumstances, but either she's too healthy to live there, he's not. Vice versa, but they have to live in two different homes. He's 100 and she was 93 or 94 at the time. And every single day, like clockwork, this lady would do her hair, get her makeup on, and put her lipstick on, and she would call taxi. And she would take taxi from Schmidt Woodland Hills down here to Pine Valley to have lunch and spend a few hours with her husband. And then 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she'd call taxi, and she'd take the taxi back across town and go back home because they couldn't be in the same place. First of all, I was like, why can't we figure out a way for them to be in the same home? But regardless of that, I'm like, this is so sweet. And those are the kind of people that we we have on a daily basis that rely on a taxi service to do those kinds of things when they find themselves in a situation that they don't know how to handle. But it meant a lot to her to have a service where she could go be with her husband every day, just for a few hours to have lunch and visit him. I still use it against my wife. I tell her, now when I'm when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a nursing home somewhere, you better be calling a taxi.
Call a taxi and come visit me. So you look to purchase Town Taxi, and it goes back to the Carley family. He owned it for a long time, Tony.
So the Carleys have had Town Taxi since 1978. I had been thinking about starting something on my own, telling Melissa, you know, these customers of ours, they deserve the best, and I really enjoy it, and they deserve a service where they can go outside of the city limits, which the other place wouldn't do. But the Carley connection comes to me from way back to grade school, even. So Bun and Miriam had Town Taxi before Kevin Carley, and when I was a kid growing up with the skin disease I have, I lived in town and I couldn't walk the 8 to 10 blocks to school like most kids. And there wasn't these other little short buses around town in the early 80s. So the taxi would come pick me up and take me to school every day and pick me up at school and take me home in the afternoon. And that was the Carley family. Sometimes when I was too sore to walk a day, he would even carry me into school or back to my house in the afternoon. So, and it's just always stuck out in my head. So it's kind of like a circle of life kind of thing that this all came back around, and now I'm driving people around doing the same kind of thing.
That's awesome. Goes around. You can kind of give back to the community. I know you were in radio for a while. Are there similarities between taxi and radio?
There kind of is. Just because, especially doing it the way I do it, because you know, I don't have any dispatchers at the moment. The plan eventually would be for Melissa to be able to have an office and schedule all my rides for me. But right now I'm answering the phone in the car and doing my own stuff. And I remember I was in radio, and this had been, you know, back a long, long, long time ago, back when this guy named Adam Hess was even on the radio in Madison, I believe, at the time. But I remember one of my old instructors telling me in college that the story about how songs used to be so long, they'd be like 5, 6, 7 minutes long, and you could be at the radio station and start a song and get in your car and leave and pass the next guy coming in because the songs were so long. And then the next guy would come in and change the record over. And I just always think about timing and how much you can accomplish in the span of a, that's my dispatch system. Speaking of rides. How much you can accomplish in a short amount of time. And in a city like Richland Center, where everything is about 5 miles from everything, it's amazing how many rides you can accomplish, and you think in your head, I'm going to do this and this and this and this and this in a 5-minute span. I'm going to pick this person up and I'm going to go here and drop them off while I get this one. And it's just, it kind of takes me back to the same thing when I would start a song on the radio and they'd be 3.5, 4 minutes long, and you can accomplish a lot in that amount of time. So when you're trying to run the whole business from the car, it's kind of the same deal.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, you got to have that clock in your head.
Yeah, you have a mental clock.
When you know the song's
going to never go away.
It's going to end. Mr. Beep Beep, what is that about?
The story I told you already about the lady taking the taxi back and forth across town was one of the first ones I decided to share on Facebook. And obviously before I had Town Taxi, it was just my personal page. And I would put beep beep at the top of my Facebook post just simply to let people know that this was a work post. This was had something to do with my taxi driving instead of my personal life. And at some point somebody called me Mr. Beep Beep, and I wasn't necessarily very fond of it, but it worked. And then I had ran my selfie picture through a cartoon filter and put a picture on as my profile picture. And then I'm sure you know Travis Walter.
Uh-huh.
Travis had a T-shirt made of the Mr. Beep Beep shirt, and it just has always stuck. So now my wife is Mrs. Beep, and the 9-year-old is Princess Beep, and it just...
Mm-hmm. So you stay pretty busy. Approximately how many people ride, or how many rides do you give a day?
Well, in the city in general, I mean, you know, you see these vans on the road, you see the white vans, and you think it's great, we have a taxi service, but I never realized until I started driving exactly how many people use it. I would say on an average weekday, Monday through Friday, there's, you know, 80 to 120, depending on weather and time of year, rides given every day in Richland Center. Whether it be medical appointments or, you know, obviously Walmart's a popular destination because people have to do their grocery shopping and things. But I never would have guessed that there was that many people using public transportation in our little town. And I think a lot of people around feel that way, too. That when I tell them those kinds of numbers, they're like, really? There's that many? And there really is. I mean, you think of the Schmidt Woodland Hills and the Pine Valley and these places, and everybody that lives there needs... They still need to go and take care of their daily life activity. So,
Is that 24/7, Tony, or what are your hours?
No, so our hours, we run Monday through Friday, like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for open calls, like to pick up the phone and call me and say I need a ride right now. Mm-hmm. I'll do just about anything if you pre-schedule. You know, if you call me today and say I'm taking a trip over here on Saturday, and we'll do that. The other service runs until 10 o'clock at night, but it's not 24 hours a day.
And then what about out-of-town service?
Out-of-town service, so we will do... We have flat rates for our in-town service and for our rural, which is considered like Boaz, Ithaca, Gotham, like a 10-mile radius around town, which is something that a lot of those people that, you know, still live at home but have to get into town to do those things haven't had an option for transportation. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come in, you know, and we get a lot. We do a lot of business with Riverdale Healthcare out in Muscadet. They hire us to do their doctor's appointments to Madison, La Crosse, to Gunderson or UW, things like that. We'll take their patients to their doctor's appointments. So we have a flat rate for the small rural communities that kind of get overlooked. But there's not much we won't do if it's planned ahead, at least. Hmm. So,
good to know. I know you're here to talk about the Free Ride Fund. Can you tell us where the idea came from?
Well, the Free Ride Fund was one of the things I realized was that of the people I've told you about, the 80 to 100-ish people that use the taxi services in town every day, a lot of them are for doctor's appointments, and a lot of them are paid for out of pocket. These people that live on fixed incomes, they live in the nursing homes or they live at home, but they live on their Social Security and they're paying for their transportation. You know, they're counting their pennies. That's why my in-town rides are $3 for a one-way trip. And a lot of people say, boy, that's all you charge? That, you know, that seems really cheap. And it is, but there's a reason for that. It's because these people really have to watch every penny. They're pinching every penny because they have to also buy their groceries and do all these things. And so when I saw them paying for, you know, medical trips, doctor's appointments, chiropractor, eye doctor, these kinds of things, and they're digging in their purse for every dollar they can find to do these things, I went home and I remember telling Melissa that I wanted to find out a way that we could offer free healthcare transportation for these people. And that's where the Free Ride Fund comes in. It actually started with a relative of mine from Texas, of all places, that just said, you know, here's a small donation, put this towards your startup business. Because we were just getting started, we were trying to get the ball rolling. And I made a Facebook post about it, and it snowballed. I said how someone kindly donated $100 and we were going to put it towards giving away our town taxi tickets, which we have punch cards that you can purchase, and they're, you know, every punch is good for a ride. But they wanted me to give away some free runs, and it snowballed. And then we had some organizations around town that donated more money. Individuals just come up and say how much they like the service we're doing, and they've seen the need with their own two eyes, and so they have given us just free will donations. This was before Christmas, before the holidays it started, and then we decided we were just giving away free rides, free punch cards for any ride around, and we decided to switch that focus into healthcare transportation, so they can use the money their own money out of their pocket to pay for transportation to more enjoyable things like the lunches we talked about, or you know, the hair appointments or family gatherings in the summertime, that type of stuff.
As far as the appointments are concerned and things like that, you know, a lot of times maybe family members can't take them because it's during the day and work days.
Yeah, and that's
like that.
The thing. That's the thing. You know, in this day and age, families are so busy. I mean, the number of students that we drive around to is gone up a lot because families are so busy with multiple kids and multiple activities, extracurriculars, that they just it's not that they don't want to, they just don't have the time to take grandma or grandpa or their aunt or uncle or somebody to a doctor's appointment once a week or, you know, once a month, or take them grocery shopping or do these things. And that's why they rely on a taxi service or public transportation to go accomplish those things. And so figuring out a way that they don't have to pay for their medical transportation, their local healthcare stuff, was important to me. And we kept collecting these small donations, and then I got a call from Christy Dewar from the Salvation Army of Richland County, and they wanted to make they wanted to partner with us to have this fund that we can add to, and then all of our transportation to, say, the Richland Hospital or any of the chiropractors in town, any of their healthcare transportation, such as the chiropractor, the doctor, the eye doctors, is the stuff we want to take care of so they can use their fixed incomes to do more enjoyable stuff.
Do you get any resistance from the riders? Like maybe somebody's too proud that, you know, I'm going to pay for this.
I do. It's one thing I've learned. These people that are well into their 80s and 90s, you know, they dig around for like a tip, like a $1 tip, or some of them are even like a 50 cent tip. And I learned you don't ever tell them no. You don't ever want to tell a person of that generation no, even if it's just a dollar, because that $1 tip means more to them to be able to give that to you than it does to you to get it. And yeah, I do get a lot of people that, even though they probably deserve the free transportation, they want to pass that on to somebody else. It almost turns into like a pay it forward kind of thing.
Do people request the free transportation, or you just offer that to them?
It's just something that we've offered in the past, just when the situation is there. You know, when a customer gets in and we know that they're in a tight spot and they need that, we've used it. We can keep track of all of these rides in our dispatch system for organizations such as the Lions Club or somebody wants to make a donation. We can show them exactly which customers they sponsored, I guess is a good way to put it, because we can track all the rides that went to the Richland Hospital or any of these places. We can sort those by their address and by the customer's name, and we can show them these are the people you helped and total them all up. So
the next question, where do people find how they can give? Is there something, do you have a web page?
Well, a website, because we're only 4 months into our business, I guess, technically. So website is in the works. Uh-huh. Not quite there, but I'm obviously, we're all over Facebook. If you go to Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin, that's where we post our daily stuff on Facebook. But as far as taking donations, we have company Venmos and PayPals. We can take credit cards over the phone or in person, or just call the number. Just call our phone number, and we'll take care of it that way.
That's awesome. So people can give an amount. How much per ride do you usually figure then, Tony?
So our rates in town are, we offer a $3 rate for senior and disabled and veterans. And then $6 for just a standard adult ride. The way the free ride fund works, because we're also a growing business at the same time, and with fluctuating gas prices and all of those things, it's hard. So we went with a straight $5 amount. For every $5 donated, we give a free medical transportation. A one-way trip to one of these places or back, whichever is needed. But so for every $5, and at this point, I don't have the total with me, but right around $3,000 worth of donations so far that we can, $5 at a time, started on March 1st, and tally these up. Our goal is to try and keep this up for a calendar year, and I think if we can do that for a calendar year, we'll be able to do it more and more and more.
I think it's an awesome thing you're doing. I'm guessing it's rewarding to you. I mean, I'm thinking someday you can probably write a book on some of the conversations you've had with some of the writers, right?
I mean, I could sit here for probably 2 hours and tell you some of the stories from these people. It's like a history lesson sometimes. When I'll pick a lady up, and it's usually ladies. I don't like the word elderly, but the senior ladies, they like to have conversations with someone that's not a caregiver, not a doctor, not somebody that works at their home. Like, sometimes getting in the taxi is just a way for these people to have a conversation with someone that isn't trying to tell them which pills they have to take today or what appointment they have tomorrow or something like that, you know. So we can be driving down Church Street or one of my favorites is up Hazeltine. One of the regular customers I've had lived on the very first house on Hazeltine Street. It's a brick house. I think it's on the corner of Hazeltine and James Street or something like that. But the lady that lived there for 60 years was a regular customer of mine. And she always tells me how that was the first house on Hazeltine Street established in 1834 or something like that. But that's just one of many customers I have that can give you a history lesson. Tressa and Bill Ward live over on the very bottom of 4th Street. And I take Tressa to dialysis 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I pick her up at 6:30 in the morning, and then when she's done with her treatment, I take her back home. They've been married and lived in the exact same house here in town, right down in the corner of 4th and Congress, for 60 years. Same house, and Bill's very proud of that. But when they got to a point where he wasn't supposed to drive as much as he used to, and it was like a pride thing. Like, he couldn't drive his wife to these appointments anymore. And I'd come in, and he sat me down at his kitchen table and had to show me their wedding photos. I could tell it was just meant a lot to him. And then he basically asked me to make sure I could handle all of her transportation from now on. And so for the last, 3 months, 3 days a week, twice a day, I pick her up and take her. And those are the kinds of people that it's very rewarding.
As a driver, too, do you get out and help them, like, in the door and things like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I do have a second driver. Kurt Bindle has been, he started at the beginning of this month. We would get out and hold the door, open the door to the building when they get in. If they got groceries, we load them up. I don't want my customers to have to worry about anything. So many of them, they don't want to buy too much at the store because they're afraid of how they're going to get it into the car, get it into their house. And I just want to be able to help them with that. The reward for me is making their day a little easier. They don't want to be in these situations any more than anybody. I hear all the time, they wish they could do this on their own or they wish they could do that on their own. And I don't want them to have to worry about that. I want to load their groceries. I want to get them in the house for them. Anything I can do to just make it just a little bit easier, that's the reward for me. It means way more than the $3 per ride or any amount of money. It's just helping these people that I like to say they've earned it. If you're well into your 80s or into your 90s, I mean, you've earned the right to not have to worry about these tiny little things. Let somebody else help you with it. And that's what I like doing.
That is well said. If somebody is hearing this, Tony, and they're interested in the Free Ride Fund, can they want some more information, can they call you?
They can call us. You can call us anytime at 608-647-3114. You can find us on Facebook, Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're on there. And we have, I haven't been in there lately, but the girls at the Shopping News told me they were putting up a donation bin in there. And we're going to have a couple of those around town also. Nate's Pizza is offered to let us put one in down there, some other places. And we have some relationships building with other local organizations. One thing I can't forget, we are going to be having a food stand over the summer, a weekly or biweekly food stand. Craig and I haven't really worked out all the details, but with Richland Locker. So we've talked with them, and then some of the proceeds will go into our free ride fund. They're going to provide some food, and we'll provide the manpower, and either like every Friday or every other Friday, we're going to do a food stand over the summer, and some of that will go to the free ride fund too. And if you have a chance, then you can just stop by one of those places.
Well, that's awesome. I think it's a good example of making our community better. We applaud you for doing this, man.
Thanks. I'm trying.
You bet. Anything else you'd like to add, Tony?
If I sat here long enough, I could come up with a lot, but I think for now we're good.
We'll have you back because I think that there'd be some more interesting stories in the next few months, and I'd like to hear how it's going, how the Free Ride Fund is going.
Gladly,
anytime. I think you're going to get a good response on this.
Yeah, we already have had a good response, and I think we'll be able to keep this going a lot longer than I even expected. So.
Great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Phil.
Tony Burke joining us from Town Taxi here on WRCO's Morning Show.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Hi, this is Dan Miller, Okooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. We call that this time of year was cabin fever. People come out of nowhere and come into town because they've burned too many fires. And we're waiting for you here at Okooch Books and Libations with all kinds of new records. You can get out your old phonograph and have a good time, all because of Okooch Books and Libations, 130 South Main, downtown Richland Center.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a